You got Brady coming off again, 19 years in this league, and who's right next to him? And they're talking is their offensive coordinator, and the stoops we got are not talking to our quarterback again, who couldn't hit a bull with a shotgun.
Ouch! Ouch! Ed Abramovich joined us, Ed, from yesterday's show, the Hamp Obi and Kaz show, or Hamp and Obi with Kaz show on WGN and CLTV. All right, let's talk about the circumstance here yesterday. One of the things as I was listening to the program yesterday, and I like to do this, I actually turned it on while I was in the shower, and I actually brought my electric radio that I plug into the wall into the shower, hoping they would electrocute me because I was so mad about what was going on in the game. I always, you guys make me feel better because I have the same angst that you do. The big question here, you guys did, obviously everybody's mad at the coaching staff here for not preparing these guys properly. Is that the issue?
There's no question about it. That's yes.
And what is it? What is it? What would you like to see them doing differently than they're doing now?
Well, if you go back to the Miami game, you know, they have five starters out, and offensively, their number one offensive lineman just happened to be the tackle, and they're starting quarterback. I mean, so what do? You blitz the hell out of them. Roe, you come after him with everything you got. You got a backup quarterback and you got a backup tackle playing against Mack or whoever we got, and Hicks in the middle. They should have crushed him. That's what they should have done. They didn't go after the guy.
I think they're afraid of, like, the quick passes, right? If they commit too many guys. I noticed that Mack was going back into coverage quite a bit. And I know that was something you guys seized on as well. And here's a guy who's already got a bad wheel, and you're sending him into coverage. Isn't he better off rushing than trying to run backwards on a high ankle sprain?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Ro. I mean, come on. If a defensive back had a sprained ankle, no matter to what degree it is, but if it's a little tender and whatever, you can't put him out there, because more often than not, the fastest guys on your team are your wideouts, and you got to be able to break on a second, on a half a second, and you got to go. And what puzzled me is, if Mac has that bad ankle, why are you dropping him back in the pass defense? It doesn't make any sense. Who's he going to cover? He couldn't cover anybody, because if it's that bad, he can't break. That's just the fact. He can't. But if he's going straight ahead with a bull rush, maybe he could make something happen. But the real point of it is, if he has a problem with his ankle, and he's got to get clearance from the doctor. And you go through a multitude of tests, et cetera, every other thing, to make sure that he's sound before you actually put him on that field in live contact. And so, obviously, they did that, and he was ready to go. And Fangio came up with these unbelievable defenses. I just have to tell you, this is in the second quarter. Brady's in the shotgun. And I want to say, I think they're on their own, Chicago's 42-yard line, and he throws a 19-yard pass to Gordon. And the pass defense that was called, we dropped Mack and Floyd in the pass coverage.
Yeah.
We're dropping our two guys.
Yeah, the two best linemen.
Did you get Mack, and why did you draft Floyd? The reason why you drafted him, to put pressure on the passer. You mean to tell me that's a defense that you could come up with?
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense, gentlemen.
I got to ask you, OB, to address the special teams, which I think everyone would say was...
Oh, God!
I'm sorry, Ro. Look, allowing 14 points, where do you go from here? What do you possibly do that can't be acceptable to this team?
Well, if you looked at that particular play on the kickoff, Anna, and when it came down to the ball play, he was basically, as I'm looking at the screen, he's on his left side, okay, of the field. Mm-hmm. And when you saw the Bear players come down, almost three-quarters of of our players were right basically in that lower area of the field. What you do on a kickoff, Anna, and this is a rule that has been and forever will be, you stay in your lanes. The guy that is on the outside, the furthest guy, he goes as deep as that ball, and he makes sure he has contained so he doesn't get out around him. And then each guy from their end comes in with his lane. And so nobody overloads one lane or another. You stay in your lanes. They didn't do that. That was a gigantic mistake. And guess what? You do it in this league one time and it bites you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wait, Kev's got a question, but before Kev gets the question, is this going to be about Trubisky? Because I have a question about Trubisky.
No, you could ask him about Trubisky.
I just want to know. I just want to know one thing. I've never played the game of football at any level, except for the sand lot. We didn't have sand on our lot. We had AstroTurf. I want to know, when you throw the ball as a quarterback, isn't the idea to throw it so that the receiver can catch it?
Last time I checked.
that's what I thought.
This kid really, he really struggled.
Does he panic and then just overthrows guys? I mean, because he overthrows guys and underthrows them in ways that are not like he's trying to get rid of the, just to end the play. He's throwing it where he thinks maybe they'll have a shot at getting it, but on an underthrow, you're not going to get a jump ball, right? Which he learned the hard way, that's going to be successful for the players. I mean, this is for his guys, I should say. I don't understand. I mean, he's overthrowing people. And there was one moment where you were there last night, Anna, you saw this, where the crowd was on to him, too, like late in the third quarter, mm-hmm. where they're like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Well, if you ask him, you're talking to him about his accuracy. If there's anything that coaching staff, the quarterback coach, the offensive coordinator, anybody that can help him, actually, really, I mean, at this particular time, he's in his second year in the NFL. When you're in your second year and you're starting, and there's obvious reason why you're starting, because your head coach and everybody else thinks you're the best. And in 16 games, you got to win them, and you got to get to the Super Bowl. And the problem with Trubisky is last year when he played, and this year, it's every game. You just sit there and watch him, and I'm going to tell this to you, and I know this. If one coach tells you that he can teach accuracy, the guy doesn't know what he's talking about. You cannot teach accuracy to a player. The most important thing, in which we never did and played in the exhibition games, offensively, to play those exhibition games, even in a running game, you've got to get the timing. If it's a switch block in the middle, if it's a trap between the left guard and the right guard on the tackles, if it's switch blocking, you got to have actual time against a competition so you get your timing down. And there is nothing more important than a quarterback, even if he plays a quarter and a half, or a half, or into the third quarter, the most important thing is obviously you have receivers on your team that can get separation or they wouldn't be there. Then the most important thing on a passing game is that timing. Just watch Aaron Rodgers. He's in our division. And Tom Brady, they're on the button constantly. My point being, this kid never had the chance in the exhibition season to do that.
I'll tell you who to watch. You want to know who to watch? Patrick Mahomes. That's who you should watch. Oh, he's on national television every week. Oh, my God. I can't stand this anymore. I don't know what to do.
Bro.
Hey, bro.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, come on.
I'll say this about Mitch Trubisky, okay? Because as I agree, OB, you can't teach accuracy, quarterbacks
no,
are accurate or not.
No.
I'll say this, though. Mitch Trubisky was considered by many to be the most accurate quarterback coming out of that draft.
How would they know?
So, from tape and what he did in college. So you take that should settle your panic a little bit, Ro, because I think the point I'm getting at is that it's not he didn't just all of a sudden lose accuracy and forget how to throw a football. I think it is reps and timing, like OB is saying. Okay. So if maybe that'll help you a little bit, Rome. Although I know Patrick Mahomes is still out there. Obi, I do want to ask you about the running game because it's been outside of Trubisky's scrambles yesterday and really the whole season, it's pretty much been non-existent. Jordan Howard averaging just 3.5 yards per carry. He had only 39 yards yesterday. Cohen and Howard have really been non-factors in the running game. What do you make of that? How do they make that? How do they get better in that area?
You know what? That's a damn good question, and I don't know if I have an answer for you, Kevin. We've got some pretty good offensive linemen. We've got long. We've got some kids that can block. And in football, you know, you for an offensive lineman to sustain a block, it's pretty tough to do, because normally the defensive men. Usually, the inside guys, especially defensive end guys, are a lot bigger than the center and the two offensive guards. And so, when a lineman fires out, if it's a switch block in the middle, or if it's a trap, a five hole trap, or a four hole trap, or one or a three or a switch block, you got to get to them, and that ball's got to be quickly given to the running back. In other words, remember when you can see all the great runners we had. Walter Payton, when he got the ball, it was always a quick opener, quick flash, hit it hard. Again, why? Because it's difficult for a lineman to get set up on a defensive guy and hold him for like 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4 count. It's almost impossible to do. We don't do it. We don't have the ability to hold that account that long for a back to break away. If you see it, you know what I'm talking about.
I know. I saw it.
Good news is the Bears have the Jets coming to town, and the Jets looked absolutely awful yesterday.
Great. Well,
I tell you what, Kevin, Jets, those 11 guys on defense aren't that bad. They really aren't. And I hope this coaching staff and these players aren't thinking, well, yeah, we got this game, we got right. Buffalo, maybe we could stack 2 or 3 wins. You better not think that way, because I tell you, the Jets sure are coming in here, you know, and they might be licking their chops themselves, right. You know, and going after Trubisky. In other words, blitzing the hell out of them, and watch, when you see the Jets play them next Sunday at noon, watch the Jets, watch their defense, mark my words, they're going to come after Trubisky.
Yeah, although the one thing about Trubisky, because he's got wheels, he can get out. I mean, the one thing I thought was really interesting, and I'd love your thought on this, was that little stutter thing that he did on the run down to the goal line, not the one he scored on, but the other one that he ran down where he stopped, he faked like he was going out of bounds. That's going to get him killed at some point eventually, right?
Yes, it does. It happens. It doesn't matter who you are. You know, you get a lot of young quarterbacks that come in, like the kid down in Dallas and out in Seattle. They came in their first couple of 2-3 years, and they're running all over the place, touchdowns, getting yardage and everything. They get cranked. Eventually, they get cranked, and then they have to play football. So I don't want to see Trubisky running around that much. I'd rather see him, if we're going to be a dink-and-dunk team, let's be a dink-and-dunk team and surprise them every once in a while going deep. But I'll tell you what, to have this kid to be our leading rusher in a game, if he's our leading rusher in 3 or 4 or 5 times in a season, we're going nowhere, guys. That's not how this game is played. That's not how it works. That's why we have running backs. That's why you have people to block for him in certain situations, yardage, distance. And that all comes into play. And if we're going to rely on this kid running around, he's eventually going to get cranked. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. You know, this comparison to Bobby Douglas, I mean, you're obviously very familiar with Bobby Douglas.
Who's comparing him to Bobby Douglas?
In the broadcast yesterday, it was like, oh, you know, he reminds you of Bobby Douglas. I'm like, how old are you people? You've got to really go back.
Let me Google that.
I mean, yeah, Bobby Douglas is not a name. I mean, he was a number 10, Bears quarterback, and he was, you know, a highly sought-after kid out of Kansas when he joined the team.
Bobby was 6'5 and 235.
Right.
And could run.
And he could run, and he had a cannon for an arm.
Yes.
He just did not exactly understand the accuracy piece, and the NFL was a very different kind of play back then. You know, you had two wide receivers and maybe a guy who could catch who was coming out as a tight end. You didn't put out four receivers on a play. I mean, it was a very, very different. You know, it was a running game, and it was not the same. But
you know, let me say this to you guys and to your listeners. I believe that if these kids, and I'm talking about Trubisky and our receivers and Jordan and all these kids, if they would have played half to three quarters of the exhibition games, and you know, when you get Tom Brady playing in the third exhibition game, that's when everybody, that's the one they get ready for, and then the fourth exhibition, they go out there for a play or two and that's it. But the third one is game-like conditions. They play into the third quarter and fourth quarter. Our starting people never stepped on the field. Never stepped on the field. Tom Brady played almost three quarters. He played the entire first half. He's 41 years old. He's been in the league 19 years. He played into the third quarter. Trubisky got a sliver on his backside because he never got off the bench to get in the game.
You know this.
Now you tell me somebody doesn't know what the hell they're doing on this coaching staff.
Mr. OB, I have a question for you.
Yes, Violetta.
Do you have any nicknames for our young quarterback? Anything that rhymes with Mitch?
No.
All right, yeah, okay. That's the answer we were looking for. Thanks, OB.
Thanks, OB.
Appreciate it.
You got it. Good night.
Bye. Blackhawks tickets right now. Caller number 19, 312-981-7200. You get a pair of tickets to the Blackhawks against the Anaheim Ducks tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, all thanks to Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. All the right reasons, Four Seasons. Find them online at fourseasonsheatingcooling.com or listen for your chance to win tickets all season long. Kim?
Roe Hurricane Willa building up steam and could hit Texas later this week.